Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Now Jordan, for everyone that listens to you week after week, I do like to recap sometimes what we talked about last week, especially when it pertains to what happened by the end of the week. As you and I chatted last Wednesday, gold was in kind of a breakdown stage, but it hadn't broken that near-term support. And you had even mentioned that the end of the week is going to tell a big story because it is a weekly and a monthly close. Unfortunately, Friday resulted in a further breakdown in gold, and now it has a lot of analysts saying, well, what is the bottom here? What is this going to look like as gold did not hold that at least short-term resistance or support level? Jordan, what do you have to say? How critical was that breakdown at the end of the week for future gold price moves?
Well, it's critical based on the days and weeks ahead and, you know, perhaps months as well, but yeah, I'm going to be watching this month to see if we get some kind of bullish hammer. That's what I really want to see on the monthly chart. But a lot of the monthly charts are just looking nasty, to be honest. The minor ETFs and the larger companies. And so when you get that candle that closes at the low of the month and it's a real bearish candle where there's a lot of selling, it doesn't have good implications moving forward. So, I mean, it implies at the least that we're going to see more selling this month, at least a little bit more selling. But so that's why my hope is that we get a lot of selling this month. However, we reverse it and form some kind of bullish reversal on the monthly chart. But yeah, we need to see something like that. I mean, we need to see a strong reversal candle to kind of negate what happened in February. You know, otherwise a weak monthly candle would probably argue that we haven't bottomed yet. But yeah, I mean, I thought last week I was looking at the stocks and toward, you know, the first couple days we had some things were looking better, and you know, we had a shot if we'd close the week with a lot of strength, but we got the exact opposite. So there you go.
There you go, right? Yeah, it was a very tough close. In terms of looking strictly at the chart, then what are some levels that you are watching here that could be the stopping point for this gold's decline?
Well, you know, we're talking today, Wednesday. We had gold come down to, I think, 1699. I'm looking at the first strong level as 1675 to 1690. And I don't think I've mentioned this publicly, but of course, in my premium service, I've mentioned it. There's also support at 1575. So I'm not saying we're going to fall to that level, but we're probably going to bounce pretty soon from 1675 to 1690. We're already really close. The miners are extremely oversold. They're starting to find some support here. And so we should see a pretty good rally. It's just the question of, is this going to be the low, or are we going to get kind of a weak rally that rolls over and, you know, there's one more period of selling before we get to a major low? So that's how I look at it right now.
So Jordan, regarding some sort of a rebound or rally, as gold keeps on drifting, then fair enough. Some people say, well, this is a contrarian play and you could get in here and play that bounce because, well, it's not just going to keep on dropping. But as the price does go down, I feel like it's going to take a lot more on the upside to bring back in some more investors that, quite frankly, seems like they have left the sector. What's needed for a bounce here to bring back in some more investors, not just those that closely follow the sector and are simply just trying to play for a short-term bounce?
No, are you talking technically or like fundamentally?
Technically, in terms of price levels.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're going to get to the fundamentals, but I'm a bit more focused on fundamental catalysts rather than technical levels. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say because you could get a good rebound in gold, but you don't know if the rebound is going to roll over again or if it's a real sustainable rebound. I think one thing I'll be looking for is in the stocks. Like, you really want to see big, strong reversal candles on the daily and weekly charts, you know, really strong, like white candles. and not the strength as well, because something gaps up 6% and then it's up 7% on the day. I mean, that's, you don't want to see that. You'd rather see something that opens and then there's huge buying and it's a strong white candle, and then you get the net, you get the same thing for a couple of days, and so these stocks have reversed significantly. So those are the kind of things that I'll be looking for. But also, and also I'd mention, you know, you probably want to see, at this point, you probably need to see precious metals outperform the stock market. You probably need to see interest rates make an interim peak and start to roll over. So that'd be good for bonds, which should help gold. So I think you need to see some of those things set up to have a real sustainable bottom.
Okay. One more quick comment that I want to get from you regarding gold's decline here. You like to look back in history and compare what price action is to what we saw historically. What comparisons are you making to this current decline compared to historic declines in gold?
Well, actually, the you know, looking at history, there's better, you know, I'm looking at the stocks, and there's no single good comparison right now, but I would say a lot of the things I'm looking at with respect to the stocks, they're pointing to the declines we had in 2004 and 2016. And so for gold, I mean, if you look at the history of gold, Corey, we just don't have that many comparable periods, to be honest. So, you know, 2004 was a 15% correction. Then gold consolidated, you know, very bullishly for about 17 months that it started its move towards a monster breakout. The 2016 peak, gold had a, as we know, that was in August 2016, and then gold didn't begin its move towards a breakout until the end of August 2018, and that took, you know, I think that took a year, I don't know, 9 months to get to a breakout, so that was 2 years, so that's what I'm looking at. You have one of those shows you it took about 17 months to get to the start of the move towards a breakout, and then the other one was 2 years, and so we're 7 months into it now. So that's something I'm thinking about off the top of my head and looking at, and of course, you know, what how the markets move and what the you know, the takeaway is as far as macro, that's definitely going to play a role into it, Corey, because when you have this much of a decline, and I mean, this is a little bit more than a correction, and there are some things that have changed, obviously, and so it's going to, a lot is going to depend on the macro, so it's going to be a tougher call.
Let's talk about the macro then. The macro environment right now is very much going against gold. We see yields moving higher. We see economies or different states starting to open back up. We see money flowing into more risk-on assets. Jordan, what are you watching then in terms of the macro environment that is putting pressure on gold that might be concerning for you?
Okay, well, the good news is a lot of the bad stuff for gold, it's already been discounted. I mean, we're looking at gold got down to 1699 or whatever. It peaked at, you know, it peaked near 2090. So, I mean, we're talking about almost a 20% correction at this point. So that's pretty significant. I mean, we're seeing real ugly declines in a number of majors and senior producers. So that these things have already been discounted to a large degree. And so what we're talking about, Corey, is the market right now, the action in the market altogether in a bunch of different markets, it's telling you the economy's going to recover and we're going to have inflation. However, this is the key point. The market does not believe inflation is going to get out of control. They believe it's going to be contained at least for 6 months and probably this year. And so what that means is it's going to be, I don't know if it's 2 or 3% or whatever. There's going to be inflation, but it's going to be contained. Because in the current picture, if gold were looking a lot better and silver and you know, both looked like they were just correcting and doing bullish consolidations, that would kind of reflect everything that's going on, except the market would be thinking this inflation is probably going to start to accelerate, or maybe there's a risk it's going to get out of control sooner rather than later. However, the market does not see that, at least over the next 6 to 12 months. And that's why gold, and gold stocks are struggling while everything else is rallying. So I think that's a key point macro-wise, and something is going to have to change. You know, I don't know what it's going to be, Corey. Maybe it's going to be a 15 or 20% correction in the stock market. I mean, definitely possible in the next year or 18 months. I mean, maybe it's people talk about yield curve control, but they're not going to need to do that over the next 12 months. So the market is not it's not reflecting that they're going to need to do that anytime soon. So it's important to understand the macro picture and what's going on. And so I think very big picture, Corey, I don't think that macro and everything that's going on for gold, like I don't think these negative developments are going to be permanent. I mean, there looks like they're going to be somewhat sustainable for most of this year. But, you know, as we move a little bit beyond that, it's really hard to see, a lot of these potential positives for gold. It's hard to see those just kind of staying away and not having a positive impact for gold. So we're kind of in a tricky period here, but the macro is right now, it's not good for gold. You know, it'll probably be better next year, but right now it's not bullish. And so we have to keep that in mind as we also focus on the technicals and try and see where the market's going to bottom. You know, hopefully we get some kind of capitulation and that'll be the low for gold and gold stocks. That's kind of what I'm hoping.
Haven't the markets, or at least the moves in some of the markets in different sectors, been telling us that inflation might not be screaming higher? And quite frankly, the markets have been positioning for a bit more of this economic restart trade, which in all fairness, that goes against one of the main drivers of gold, which is fear and economic instability. Not saying that it'll stay that way, but the markets have been telling us this.
Yeah, but if you look at just what's going on in the other commodities, like, I mean, copper's done really well. I mean, silver is showing relative strength compared to gold. So, I mean, there is some concern about inflation, but I guess it's not enough to drive gold that much higher because, you know, gold trades based on real interest rates. And if you go back to 2018, gold actually turned and bottomed, like, I want to say 2 or 3 months ahead of when real interest rates really started to drop, because gold was anticipating the Fed the turn in the Fed cycle where they're going to do their last hike and, you know, they're going to start cutting eventually. So now, even though real interest rates haven't quite increased that much yet, Corey, gold is anticipating that real interest rates are probably going to rebound. And so it's anticipating that we're not going to see inflation like really accelerate or get out of control here. And in the last, we have seen yields move higher. And so, you know, yields coming back a little bit, that'll be temporarily good for gold. But at the same time, like given where we are right now, what gold really would need is to see yields like really keep surging and then people get worried about inflation. I mean, I think that's going to happen eventually, but the market is telling you that's not going to happen like over the next 6 months or so.
So then what does this mean for gold? Does that mean the best we can hope for is some sort of a bounce and maybe a sideways consolidation through majority, if not the rest of this year?
Yes, exactly. That's kind of what I'm thinking. I mean, it depends on how oversold gold gets here, where it bounces, how the bounce is. But I do think we are going to see a rebound into the spring and, you know, further macro developments after that point are going to tell you, does it kind of grind sideways for the rest of the year? Does it grind lower? Does the stock market correct and something happens where maybe it sells off, but then it has a huge rebound because it's something, you know, like a stock market correction or whatever, or something breaks. It's a little bit harder to call for the last couple quarters of the year, but it does look like, you know, over the next 3 or 4 months or so, you know, we're probably going to make a low and then have a pretty good rebound in the spring. But beyond that point, it's difficult to predict. It just depends on, you know, how this bottom looks, how the rebound looks, you know, how are other markets looking. But yeah, it's very possible we get a rebound and then it kind of grinds sideways for the rest of the year.
Okay. Well, Jordan, we'll wrap it up here. Always interesting comments. I really do enjoy reading over your newsletters. You break down what's happening on the charts, especially. But interesting to hear what also some of your thoughts are in terms of the macro picture, because that is something we need to consider. And quite frankly, a lot of the narrative around why gold would bounce and why gold would just keep on screaming higher has not happened in the macro sense. So not saying that things won't change quickly, but right now we do need to understand the way that the world is going, and markets again have kind of been telling us this. Jordan, great chatting with you, buddy. I'll post a link to your website below, and you and I will chat again next week. Thanks for your time.